My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Roman, are you ready for another exciting episode of TFL Talking Trucks?
Nah, I'm kind of thirsty. Of course I'm ready, Andre. Let's do this, man. We've got some really cool trucks coming. I would say, you know, it's been kind of a wasteland this year for new vehicles, at least new vehicles that are trucks, and we've got some exciting ones coming. So tell me what we're doing today.
Yeah, this is a top 10 trucks for 2021. And also, so I organized it this way. First, we're going to talk about mid-size trucks.
Yep.
Okay. Then heavy duties. Yep. This is all 2021 model year. We have the hottest information, the latest hot off the press. Okay.
Stop the presses, Andre.
We don't have any presses. Okay. And then, of course, we're going to hit some big SUVs. Because there is another exciting SUV coming from Jeep.
And, you know, SUVs are also trucks because a lot of them actually have a truck chassis, right?
And that's the ones we're talking about.
Yeah, so we're talking about, you know, the big boy SUVs.
Tahoes. The ones, yeah. The Suburbans.
Ones, don't give it away.
And finally, yeah. The biggest truck of them all. Yeah. Of course, we have to tease it.
Yeah, don't tell them what it is.
Oh, man.
All right, okay. That's coming up right after we do a little bit of a promo for the shirts that we're wearing. If you guys like our shirts.
I like this one a lot. Look at that. Easy peasy. Butt crunchy,
flip and repeat.
And I gauntlet.
Just click on the link below, get yourself one, and help support the team. So, Andre, let's get to it.
Thank you for joining TFL Talking Trucks podcast. If you love pickup trucks or big full-size SUVs, if you love trailering, towing, and going off-road, this is the right place to be. Together, we can make this podcast the most popular ever. Number 10 on the list is a 2021 Jeep Gladiator Diesel. Okay, the Gladiator truck has been out for over a year. We own one, right? We bought a Rubicon version of it. But for 2021 model year, which is coming imminently this year, they have a new diesel engine, the 3-liter.
Yeah, they put it first into the Wrangler, of course. It's the same Eco Diesel that's out of their Ram 1500. And the good news about it is it's very torquey.
Yes, so the power specs is a little bit different than the Ram, right? A little bit less horsepower, 260, but of course it's a smaller vehicle. And 442 pound-feet of torque is the torque rating. It's made it to an 8-speed automatic. And it's, you know, it's not going to tow quite as much as a regular Gladiator would, but I'm excited to test drive this one.
Yeah, what's exciting about it is, Andre, you know, when you get a Jeep and you want to upgrade it, right, the first thing you do is put bigger tires on the thing, and inevitably what ends up happening is you run out of gearing or you run out of power, right? And this engine solves that, right? Because yeah. You could probably go, I think you could do 35s, cake. 37 is probably pretty easy, maybe even bigger, and still have enough torque to, you know, keep the vehicle usable. Because if you get the Pentastar, right, we've got ours on 35s.
Yes. It's pokey. It's a little.
It does slow down, yeah.
But, of course, Mopar has this, you know, they're offering 35s as a kit, right?
Yes.
You get a 2-inch lift, 35s, so that diesel will have monstrous torque, and we already test drove the Wrangler.
But I fear there is a downside.
Cost is one.
And the bigger one, of course, is payload.
Yes. So the payload, and, you know, we don't have all the real-world numbers.
Not yet.
We just have the marketing terms, you know, those big marketing slogans that they have. So we'll have to test it. But they also have the Mojave. You know, that's the new Jeep that's been out or coming out right now. Which is a desert runner. It also has a lift. So it's kind of a brother to the Rubicon, but it's more for high speed. They also have the high altitude. High altitude. It's all for all Colorado people.
It's for us, me and you.
No. It's a cross country. It's their most luxurious model. Remember in Chicago, we saw a glimpse of it. They rolled it out, and it's basically a Gladiator with body color, you know, bumpers, 20-inch wheels.
It's like the Sahara, right? It's a city slicker truck.
Yeah, it's a very city-oriented, like luxurious truck.
Yeah, so it's for all you guys who, you know, don't necessarily need to go and bash it in Moab, but you want to drive
But you still want to have that bulky square.
You want to look good, yeah.
Truck.
And what's the North Edition?
North Edition is for all the people who are in the cold climate.
Oh.
So they actually kind of bundle, and they have it across all of their Jeeps now. Mm-hmm. So no matter Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Wrangler, and they basically are bundling a few items like exterior touches.
Heated steering wheel?
Yes.
Heated seats?
Yes.
All right. Heated rearview mirrors?
Actually, windows, yeah. Heated rear window, right? Yeah. And also like a special top, special badging, you know, a little bit of a flair.
Yeah. And, you know, before we get to the next one, I was talking about payload, and of course the problem with the diesel is you lose a lot of payload because it's already so heavy, right? So
the engine is heavy.
In the Wrangler, it may not be as bad in the Gladiator and the Wrangler, when you get the diesel, you can probably put like your four friends and a big dog, and you're kind of out of payload.
That's about it.
Yeah. But it does make up for really great fuel economy. You know,
range.
What does it get in the Wrangler? Do you know? Is it like it's like mid 20s, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think we have the EPA numbers yet.
We don't.
Right.
Even on the Wrangler, we don't.
On the Wrangler, we do.
Yeah.
It's a highway about 28.
Okay, so high 20s.
Yeah,
wow.
High 20s.
And then, of course, range is incredible. I mean, you're looking at 400, 500 miles of range.
Yeah, easy. You can go to Moab and drive around and almost get all the way home.
All right, so what's number 9?
Number 9 is another midsize truck. This is a 2021 Nissan Frontier.
Yeah.
This is the next generation truck.
We've seen spy photos.
Yes, we have a lot of spy images.
On TFL truck.
Including a King Cab, which is their short cab, you know, the extended version, not a full four-door crew cab. So we have all those spy images. Those trucks are running around Nashville right now, which is headquarters.
Yeah.
Headquarters for Nissan USA.
It's now the oldest truck. Well, okay, I shouldn't say it's the oldest truck. So for this year, what they did was they upgraded the power plant and the transmission, right?
Yes, they did.
And they kept the body and the interior the same, which is weird because if you go to the Nissan dealer and you say, hey, I want a Frontier, you'll get the brand new engine, you'll get the brand new transmission, but you'll get the old truck.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
But it's a good engine. It's a 3.8 liter. It's basically an all-new engine.
Do you
think
it was like a stopgap measure? Like I mean, I think the Frontier is, 15 years since it was first,
05 was, the first year of the current engine.
Yeah. So maybe they wanted something.
It is old.
And what do you think of it? Do you like it? I mean, it looks like a Navara.
Engine?
No, you can see in the spine. It looks like a Navara, right, which is the Frontier
Couple things. Yeah. The new Frontier, looking through the camouflage, right?
Yeah.
It looks a little bit more square and a little bit more Titan-esque.
Yes.
So it's got those fenders that are kind of reminiscent of the Titan, which is not a bad thing.
No.
But, of course, square headlights. I like that. You know, kind of bulky, blocky headlights. But I wish they would, you know, first of all, update the interior, load it up with tech. I love technology. You know me. You know, maybe backing up your trailer, you know, automated mode, all the safety stuff, all the cool stuff.
You know what I think the Frontier needs? And I hate to say this because I bemoan the fact that mini trucks, which is what small trucks used to be called once upon a time, are no longer around. it needs more room. Let's face it. The front is okay. I mean, when you and I, remember we had that long-term Frontier, the kind of the base model?
Yes.
Right? When you and I sat in that thing and drove it all the way to Moab, right?
Yes, we did.
We were pretty close.
We were friendly.
We were friendly. And if you got the you know, the four-door, not the clamshell one, but the regular one.
But the crew.
Still,
yeah,
tight. Then those back seats are pretty tight. And straight up.
Yeah, but dude, that was kind of the charm of the old truck.
That it was tight.
That
it
was small.
Up.
You could reach in easily. You know, you could all those things easily. That was charm. But it looks like it's growing in size.
It's good, yeah, because you know, I think now mid-size trucks are the new full-size trucks. Of course, the new full-size trucks are the heavy-duty trucks, and God knows what the heavy-duty trucks have become.
They're monster trucks.
They're like King Kong trucks now. My gosh.
So the rumor is that the new Frontier will be officially debuted this calendar year.
Yay.
That's the rumor. We don't have
made
exact date.
Built in Mississippi?
Yeah. So
Smyrna?
In Smyrna, yeah. Yep. So that's going to be really cool. That's why it's on our list. But I want to do another side note.
Yep.
Okay, can we
of course.
Transition to the other midsize trucks?
Yeah.
Because, of course, the segment leader is the Tacoma. Right. Recently, we published a video on TFL Now also with the latest pricing information. It's also on TFLtruck.com. The Tacoma increases in price about $100 for the 2021 model year versus 2020 model year, and about $115 for the TRD Pro. The TRD Pro gets new color. Do you know what it's called?
No. I'm sure you do, though.
Lunar Rock.
What color is that?
I couldn't even describe it.
Lunar Rock, is it like a burgundy?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No, it's a cross between...
Is it like cement?
Like cement and...
Sand?
White and sand. Okay. It's a mix. I'm not a good color guy.
Like a moon? Does it look like a moon? Is that the color?
Maybe that's why it's Lunar Rock.
Yeah? Would it be like, if you look at the moon and you're like, oh,
it's off-white, you know. And it's got some hues in it.
Is it like a full moon or a crescent moon moon is it?
No, let's not talk about full moons, okay? So small updates, right? There's a new Trail Edition on the Tacoma and a new Nightshade Edition, which is a fully blacked-out Tacoma. All those prices are on TFLtruck.com. We have some rumors. We had one report from an anonymous source that Ford is working on the Ranger Tremor.
Hmm. Makes sense.
So the most off-road worthy so far,
which is
Ranger.
I get that, but everybody wants a Ranger Raptor, right?
Yes.
Which exists in Australia and other parts of the world. So why are we getting a Ranger Tremor?
Because the Raptor is still coming later? I don't know.
Ford, what are you doing, dude?
I don't know.
I don't know, Ford. What are you up to?
So this is not official.
First of all, the Tremor name, right, doesn't carry as much weight as a Raptor name. I think if you asked a lot of people what the hell a Tremor is, they'd be like, it's a two-wheel drive truck that Ford rolled out 5 years ago.
Some people may not even know that.
But it's really a heavy-duty truck that has...
Which is the most off-road worthy truck.
Yeah, but right. So I'm not sure that the Tremor name carries as much cachet as... So I remember seeing that rumor when they said there was a new Tremor Ranger coming. I was like, what does that mean? Does it mean they're going to have a locking front diff? No.
Well, I have a guess.
What?
So, you know, the FX4 package currently exists, right? In the Ranger, and it's got, you know,
so
crawl control.
Okay, so you've got basic. FX4 in terms of off-road,
yes.
Tremor,
and maybe Raptor. That's my guess.
Okay.
But the Tremor, I'm guessing it'll have a suspension lift. Because the current Ranger FX4 does not offer a suspension lift.
But doesn't Ford offer a suspension lift as a part,
an accessory? Yeah. So maybe this will be built in, which could be interesting. And it could fight against the TRD Pros.
Or the Chevy Colorado with the 1-inch leveling kick, which is next on your list.
Yeah. So everybody's lifting their trucks.
Yeah.
That's the trend.
Yeah.
2021 trucks, Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon, are at dealers now. They're being built. We don't have one for testing yet, but I was promised that it's coming imminently. They're also getting a leveling kit, 1-inch lift, Chevy performance bars throughout, and a slightly different face. They've updated their faces.
And, of course, we did a video on this, but there's a Canyon AT4 coming, which, let's be honest, is mainly an appearance package.
Yeah, so remember before it was the all-terrain 4 edition, right? So they renamed it AT4 because it matches the rest of the lineup because now they have AT4 everything, right?
Yeah.
Including the Yukons.
Yes.
Right?
By the way, which is coming, which is on this list.
Yeah, let's wait to get there.
But I got to be honest, I was a little disappointed by the Canyon AT4. I was expecting more than just like stickers and better
tires
and better badging. You know what I mean? I was expecting.
I wanted the ZR2.
Yeah, why not? You've got the dang thing.
Just I wanted the ZR2 like Lux.
Yeah, exactly. Why not just turn that into the AT4?
Yeah.
I think that GMC has decided that they're going to leave the hard off-road stuff to Chevy, and they're going to keep the
their luxury models, Denalis.
Yes.
You know, that's what they do.
Yes, I think that's where they went. They don't want to maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they've decided. We've asked them. They're very happy with the whole AT4 lineup. I just wish it would have more teeth to the growl.
I do too.
Yeah, more.
I agree.
Less bark, more bite.
Let's move on to number 8. Next on our list is heavy-duty trucks.
Yes.
And for 2021, there are not a lot of changes coming, but we do have this unique information that I just received from Chevrolet on their Silverado heavy-duty trucks. They're tweaking those trucks. So they have new wheel designs, 20-inchers, 18-inch wheels, all of that stuff. They're bringing their driver assistance technologies like forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, front pedestrian braking, all of that kind of safety equipment down to the work truck. So base models.
So, hey, you know, this is something you may find interesting. You know, we've got this podcast we're doing, so I've been listening to a lot of podcasts because I'm trying to figure out what obviously makes it interesting and what makes it, you know, fun for you guys to listen to. And one of the ones I've been listening to is the Consumer Reports podcast, and they do a weekly podcast, which all, unfortunately for us, sorry, Consumer Reports, we didn't know this, it's called Talking Trucks. It's called
Talking Cars,
yeah. And we're Talkin', I-N, Cars.
TFL Talkin'.
Yeah, Cars. They're Talking Cars, and we're here Talkin' Trucks.
Yes, we are.
But they did something interesting. They, you know, they're very pro-safety, which I respect. So over the years, you know, they've pushed analog braking.
Testing, all that stuff.
Airbag adoption, right? Let me ask you these two questions that they figured out. How much would you have to spend on an F-150 to get blindside monitoring?
Versus
a base truck. How much money? And it's not, you can't get it as a standalone feature. So how much more? If you wanted blind spot monitoring from the base truck, how much more would you have to spend?
I would say, I don't know exactly, but my guess is, my educated guess would be at least $10,000.
You got it, dude. $10,000, exactly right.
But why? Because you have to get like a upper trim level?
Yes, you got to get the sunroof, you got to get all this stuff that you don't that you want to get. And I think that they're absolutely right. That is incredibly short-sighted because, look, you know, this is something that saves lives. This is something that's not expensive, Andre. Once upon a time, it was a little bit technologically advanced. Now it's just a little sensor and a little light, right? And you have to spend $10,000, and especially in the light of the fact that, like, with the Japanese manufacturers, right, Toyota Safety Sense 2.0.
Everywhere
across their entire line, including the Tundra.
And the Tacoma.
And the Tacoma. Yeah. With Ford, you have to spend $10,000. Here's another question.
Yes.
One more. With Chevy Silverado, okay, how much do you think you have to spend over the base truck to get pedestrian alert?
Pedestrian alert. Mm-hmm. You know, GM is really weird about this because
you can't get it separately, right? It's part of a package. So how much more?
$5,000.
$12,000 more in a Silverado to get
because
pedestrian.
You have. So I think winds are changing.
Yeah,
I think the wind is blowing in this direction.
I hope you're right.
Because the information we're receiving right now is that 2021 heavy-duty Silverado will have more of that or those features down in the lowest-level trucks, work truck, custom-based truck. They're also getting the rear-view mirror, you know, that camera that's actually displays in your rear-view central mirror inside.
Look, I think if you want some of this stuff, right, like the Carhartt Special Edition or Apple CarPlay, right? This is all cool stuff. I think, yeah, the manufacturers should probably make you pay for that. But the safety stuff, dude, I mean, you know, this is something that not just benefits the manufacturers because it gives them a reputation of being more considerate over their potential buyer's health, right? Mm-hmm. Or of the people that they may potentially hurt with the trucks, especially in trucks, right? I think Consumer Reports is absolutely right. Blindside monitoring, pedestrian warning, that should just be standard. It should be like ABS. It should be like airbags. You know, I'm not an advocate for government regulation. I think the market should sort it out. But, you know, you shouldn't have to pay $12,000, especially in our Silverado. You know, you just spend Friday afternoon trying to pull out a big dent in the front that I put in it when we took it to Moab.
Right. Stay tuned for that video.
Yeah, you know why that is?
Why?
Because you can't see. You can't see that truck. You know,
the hood is...
The face, the fist in the wind is like... you don't know what's in front of it.
Yeah.
You know? I think anybody under the height of 5 foot standing in front of that truck, you will not see. Seriously, it's that...
That's true. Yeah.
All right, keep going. Sorry.
So I think you're right. The Japanese manufacturers, Nissan, Toyota, already have that across the board. And it looks like for 2021, it looks like maybe Chevrolet and even Ford and others are following suit.
That was Roman's rant.
Oh, thank you. That makes the podcast more interesting. But you alluded to Carhartt Edition, Midnight Edition, Z71 Sport Edition, LTZ Premium Texas Editions. They have lots of editions.
A Texas edition. Surprise, surprise. How many stars on that one?
Million stars. But all those packages are special packages, and it's good to see that heavy-duty trucks are getting those packages too.
I see you got a 7.5 there. What's 7.5?
Oh, that's a little side note.
Okay, what's your side note?
I have a side note. The side note is that for 2021, the Super Duty and the Ram heavy-duty trucks are getting minor changes.
Okay.
Minor.
Yeah.
So far, the only noteworthy big thing is that the Ford F600 is coming.
Whoa.
600. Basically, it's an F550, big truck, dually, but they put crazy big springs on it.
More lugs?
Well, still 10 lugs.
Okay.
Still it's not even a dually. It's way above a dually.
Right.
And then
bigger
axles? It can carry more weight, and it's still four-wheel drive. And it's for, like, people who need to, like, you know, do commercial work in the middle of a forest. No, like, work. Like, bring a crane with you.
Oh, okay.
Well, so that's coming.
I'd love to test that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we were going to test it, but, of course, Ford excommunicated us.
Okay, so we can't,
so
test,
we
it.
Can't test that.
But, oh, well, never mind.
But, you know, if you're waiting for that new Ram heavy-duty truck with the latest cab from the light-duty half-tons, it's not here yet. So, please... You know, it's not coming yet.
Okay.
Should we move on to number 7?
Yes, now that we're past 7.5. Go for it.
We're going strong.
And this is one of our big SUVs. This isn't.
Yeah, so we're switching gears.
Yep.
So we talked about midsize trucks, heavy-duty trucks. Now we're going to switch to full-size SUVs. And big news coming on September 3rd is that Jeep is unveiling a brand new SUV, and they're being very, very secretive about this.
Yeah, we all know it's a Grand Wagoneer.
So... The reason why I say they're being secretive is because they published a recent financial statement. And you know how I love reading financial statements,
Yeah, I
right?
don't know how you love reading financial statements.
No, I'm kidding. But in that financial statement, they had some timelines. And they said the Grand Wagoneer and Wagoneer SUVs are coming in second quarter of 2021. But in the first quarter of 2021, they say a mystery three-row SUV is coming.
What could it be?
I'm going to call it the Mega Grand Wagoneer.
Ooh, okay. Something bigger.
You mean something more luxurious.
Oh, I see. Something that more competes with like an Escalade.
Yeah. Okay. So it seems like they teased throughout a couple of teaser images about the upcoming SUV.
I saw that.
SUV.
It looked very...
retro, first of all.
Very 70s, like retro, you know. Like, you know how BMW has now put this like... gold starter thing, like little diamond thing in their vehicle.
And their shifters are like crystal.
Yeah, crystal. That's what it looks like. It's like they're all going into like Mar-a-Lago land. That's just what I assume it looks like. I'm assuming a lot of chandeliers, a lot of sparkle.
Shag carpet?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Okay. So anyway, for real, the Grand Wagoneer and the Wagoneer are coming.
Yes.
And they're going to be straight competitors against the Tahoe, the Suburban, the Expeditions, all the big SUVs.
I think, you know, these big SUVs are having their moment right now.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. The Suburban is the oldest nameplate in America. So if you want to know what brand of car
or
truck is oldest, it's the Suburban. But recently, people have really taken to them. I think there's been just a huge uptick in kind of demand for big ass SUVs. Don't know why.
Well, fuel is still inexpensive.
Maybe you're right.
Relatively.
Fuel is cheap, yeah.
You can carry 8 people.
You can potentially.
Sometimes 9. Usually 8.
Sometimes 7.
And you can tow a trailer.
Yeah.
So you're kind of combining all of that
and
stuff.
And now with the Jeep and the Z71, you can actually go off-road and do all that.
Yeah. So this will be interesting.
So can I do another rant?
Yeah.
So I was up at Keystone this weekend, and they had this really like cool expo where they had all the overlanding vans. And you know, guess which van was like the most popular?
Sprinter Mercedes.
Yeah, Sprinter 4x4.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. But they're giant now. They're tall and big.
And I got to be honest, Andre. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Hmm.
They all look kind of the same. They all have these massive bumpers on them that I guess...
Big tires.
And then, you know, inside it's pretty utilitarian. And I thought to myself, if I was actually going off-road and wanted to live off-road like that, why wouldn't I just get myself a Suburban? You know? It would just seem a lot more comfortable. It wouldn't be as top-heavy. Maybe not as utilitarian. But, yeah, it's basically a giant box.
A very tall box.
Which is a tall center of gravity with a lot of like stuff that's kind of homemade built into it, right? Remember when you went to California and got to drive the California van. Yeah, yes, the Volkswagen van where it was all integrated, right? Yeah. Where you had like everything.
And it had a pop-up tent like a Westphalia.
Yeah. The Sprinters usually don't come like that.
Right.
Most people are converting them.
Interesting. Yeah, well, you're right. I tested a Mercedes 4x4 van. It's on TFL Truck Channel. I took it off-road. I got kind of hung up.
Well, you went to Telluride and actually got to sleep in one.
Yeah, I did. Right? I did. Did all that. You're right. They're kind of top-heavy, so you got to be careful.
But when
you're driving.
But what I don't get is why doesn't Mercedes like actually build them out, right? They're all these aftermarket companies.
For you.
Yeah. Because all the ones I saw were like, it looked like, you know, like something that Jimmy
and Johnny built by themselves.
Yeah.
But there are those things. Like Winnebago builds a Revel Mercedes.
Right. I get that. But why doesn't Volkswagen does the California.
Don't they do it themselves?
Yeah, why doesn't Mercedes do it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Why do they have these aftermarket companies do it where it looks factory, right? It doesn't look like, you know, the little latch was bought at the Home Depot and repurposed from your kitchen to a van.
Absolutely.
Mercedes, why not? Do it.
Remember in Chicago Auto Show?
Yeah.
There was a Mercedes Metris that they were working with.
Yeah, there's another company that did it, yeah.
Yeah, but once again, they're outsourcing that.
And Volkswagen, you know, that's me slapping my forehead. Why don't you bring the California here? Oh, my God. There'd be a line out the door for that.
Dude,
one.
When we did that video, it was like half a million views.
Oh, my God, there'd be a line out the door for that thing. You know, I know you're building the ID3 and the ID4. Build the
they're not here yet.
Build the California and your Chattanooga plant, and you will outsell the new Bronco with that thing. I would buy one of those, Andre. If I could buy one now,
California van.
I would go buy it now. Look up that video on TFL Car.
It's VW California
van. It's incredible. All right, let's keep going.
Number 6 on our list. We have to mention this because this is huge. You know, the
Literally.
New 2021 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, GMC Yukon, Cadillac Escalade. They're all related. They're all in the same chassis, basically. Mm-hmm. They've grown in size.
Yes.
They're about an inch longer overall. They have 4 inches extra wheelbase. They have, I don't know, huge amounts of interior volume.
Now, some are already at the dealerships.
Yes. So the Chevys and the GMCs are already entering dealers.
Right. And the Yukon is also
entering dealerships. The Escalade, the Cadillac, not quite.
I
think it's
coming imminent. Soon.
It's coming soon, maybe October. Ish, September, yep. October. And they're all new. They're leaders in sales. Tahoe's been leading sales in that space, I don't know, for 5-10 years.
You know what the funny thing about the Tahoe is? Mm. We just had one, right?
Yes.
And when you have one, you start to look around on the road, and then you see that they're everywhere, right?
They're like blended in?
Yeah, like you don't realize just how many freaking Tahoes there are out there.
Every hotel is using a Tahoe. Police departments use Tahoes.
I mean, just driving down the road, it's like, where did all those Tahoes come from? It's like all of a sudden your eyes are like, oh my gosh.
Yes, it's true. And Suburbans and Yukons, of course, are used as shuttles, you know, like big hotel or airport shuttles.
And so we're hopefully going to be reviewing the Yukons as well at some point.
Yeah, and of course the Escalade is coming also.
Yeah.
But they're doing like the staged rollout.
Yeah.
Right? We already have videos on the Tahoe Suburban. We did the real world testing.
You ran the Ike with the Suburban?
I
took the Z71 Tahoe off-road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful videos on TFL off-road channel, TFL truck channel.
Check them out, yeah.
Yukons are coming
yep.
in September, and October Escalades.
And actually, the Yukons are interesting because they are very different from the Denali to the regular one.
Yeah, if you look at the AT4 and the new one.
Yeah.
New, like, front end.
Yeah, they're different. They're no longer just, like, a badge, right? Even interiors are different.
Yeah, fully separate interiors.
Yeah, yeah. So go check out the original videos we did when they first rolled out, right? We have those.
Yes.
And hopefully soon we'll have some up from when we actually get them here.
Yep. Number five on the list is, I have to bring this in.
Durango.
It's a 2021 Durango Hellcat.
Yes.
They're putting the Hellcat engine, the supercharged engine, in the Durango. A lot of people are saying Durango's unibody. You know, why do I mention it? But it's been their biggest SUV for years.
I want a Hellcat engine in a Pacifica.
What about a Journey? Dodge Journey?
No, not the Journey, the Pacifica. Okay. That's where you want.
710 horsepower in this case, in a Durango.
The Hellcifica.
The Hell... For your family.
The Hellcifica. Oh, hell yeah. I'd buy that too, Andre. I'm buying a lot today.
So,
Hellcifica.
UW California?
That's a free one for you there.
Hellcifica?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so the Durango is something that people have longed asked for, right?
Yeah, I mean, SRT is there.
Yeah, they started with, right, the Challenger Charger, and then they moved it to the Jeep Trackhawk, and now, of course, we're seeing it go to the Durango.
Yes, and... when I looked at those
8,700 pounds?
Yeah, 8,700 pound towing, so it's a big truck, a big SUV. Quarter mile in 11.5 seconds without the trailer.
Whoa.
0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. I mean, this is like high-end car territory.
This is like Lamborghini 7-passenger Lambo
SUV.
Rambo territory. And actually, the Lambo Rambo, we reviewed it, and it wasn't this quick by any stretch of the imagination.
But that V12 sounds good.
Yeah, it had 12 cylinders, but it was much slower.
Yeah.
What's number four, Andre?
Number four is kind of small updates. Yeah. 2021 Toyota Tundra and Nissan Titan.
What's new with them?
I put them all in one
bullet
point because not a lot is changing. The Tundra, the pricing is out for 2021. Once again, it's $100 more expensive this year for 2021 rather than previous year. There's a Trail Edition out, which is a special off-road package. And they also are offering those, you know, in-bed storage boxes.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, RAM boxes are on the outside of the bed, on the RAM. This is on the inside.
Is it getting a transmission oil cooler, or is that still...
Ooh, that's the hot topic, isn't it?
It is a hot topic for the Tundra.
You know, we've towed with it many times, and we will again.
We've never had problems.
I've never had overheating.
Yeah, our friend
problems.
Tim Esterdahl, right, over at SUV Talk has made that into a talking topic. He seems to feel like this is something it should have because the other manufacturers have it. But my gut tells me that if it needed it, especially with Toyota's
reliability concerns?
Yeah, it would have it.
So... you know, Toyota is... we've spoken with their engineers many, many times. They tend to overbuild stuff.
Yes.
You know, their rear differential is big. 430 gear ratio in their diff. The transmissions are big. They towed the shuttle, right? Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
When they towed the space shuttle. So they tend to overbuild their components. So I think it should be all right.
You know, the Tundra I would get is certainly the one with the TRD Pro exhaust. It's got to be the best sounding... V8 in the full-size truck segment. Just magnificent. You know, Toyota's just nailed that perfectly. And it's not easy to do because, you know, it's easy to get a loud exhaust. It's not easy to make it not be droney when you're actually towing or on the highway. And they managed to do it. Lovely, lovely engine note.
Yeah, once again, new color, Lunar Rock for the TRD Pro.
Oh, okay.
Like a full moon. And the Titan continues for 2021, right? Basically unchanged. It still has all the the new engine, the new transmission.
There's one parked in front of our office.
Yeah, we're testing an XD right now.
Okay.
But the price increases for 21 about $350 on average or to start. And, you know, there was a rumor I think it's confirmed that the Titan is not going to be on sale in Canada. Is that true?
Yeah, starting in 20, like a year from now. They're still up there, but if you guys love your Titans in Canada...
Get them now.
You should get them now. And I think if I remember doing a story, year to date, their sales were less than 1,000, which is not good.
No.
So maybe there aren't many
It's hard to sustain.
And then I don't know about, you know, you Canadian guys, but I suspect, and gals, I suspect you can come to America and get one and bring it across the border. So it's not like you can't get one. It's just a little bit more of a pain in the butt, right, if you have to actually import it. I'm sure it's more expensive, and you have to jump through a lot of hoops. But with COVID, maybe you can't. I don't know.
If you can cross the border.
Yeah, if you can cross the border. But, yeah, it's sad. I think, what am I going to say?
Well,
choice?
They're trying. They're trying. I mean, they updated their trucks. We're going to be doing a night gauntlet with an XD.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
So that's
cool. I like the look of the thing. It's
cool.
It's got a good look,
big.
Man. Yeah.
It's big.
The big old
so
truck.
Now, top three.
All right, number three. What is number
three? We're almost there, guys.
Yeah.
Number three is a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500. So now the half-ton trucks.
Did you see Tim did a video on the new Spy Shots?
Yeah. So, but those are 2022s.
Right.
So, and we don't know much about that. But for 2021... no interior updates as far as we know. So when Tim Estradell did the video, because they have camouflage over it, over the nose, so they might be changing their exterior styling for 2022 and interior, maybe to match the Tahoe, you know, a little bit that more high-end interior. But for 2021, no. It maintains the same styling, same interior. Once again, they're bringing those safety packages down, you know, in the lower level trucks, like their custom models.
Yes.
They're bringing their power tailgate.
Well, like this stuff you said, you know, forward collision alert. That should be probably pretty standard on most, right?
From pedestrian. Yeah, so they're bringing it down.
Right, yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, and also, of course, everybody loves, especially here at TFL, their volume controls and their steering wheel. They're bringing it down to almost all trucks.
Do you like the volume control in the front or in the back? It depends on the manufacturer, right? So like Ram
and Chevy do them on the back.
Should I say Stellantis?
Stellantis,
yes.
Stellantis.
They do it on the back.
Yes. we'll never get used to that.
Everybody else does it.
Can you explain Stellantis?
So Stellantis is the new name of the joint company.
FCA.
Now that FCA has partnered with Peugeot, it's called Stellantis. Side effects may include
Hellcat engine as one side effect. Do you want to buy a Peugeot with a Hellcat motor in it?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Hellshow.
The Hellshow?
That's the other one you can have for free. Hellshow.
So, and this is more 2021 changes. They have the new Real Tree edition for fans of hunting. Okay.
They used to come out with all these at SEMA.
But there's no SEMA.
There's no SEMA, so now they're just announcing it.
It's out there. But, dude, you know what's special about this Realtree? Other than, you know, a lot of
camo.
Cool logos. Okay. It's got the new tires. Goodyear came out with their Territory lineup of tires.
Oh.
It's on the TRX.
Yeah.
Which is coming up. And now it's on this Realtree edition Chevy.
Okay, all right, there you go. So we don't know anything about them. Hopefully we'll get a truck and we'll take it off-road and see, you know, how it
goes. We haven't tested those tires yet.
Yeah, you know, the trick with off-road tires is not just are they superior traction in rocky and sandy and, you know, muddy conditions, but are they quiet on-road? That's always a tough one.
It has
one.
To do both.
Yeah, it's hard. Usually there's like two ends of the extreme, right? If they're really beefy, they're great off-road, but then they tend to be really loud on-road.
Number two, on our list is an important truck.
Yes.
It's a 2021 Ford F-150.
When does that come out, Andre? When are you going to be able to actually go and buy one?
Ugh. The ordering banks are open.
Okay.
You can order one right now.
Okay.
I've checked. I called a dealer, called a couple dealers. They said, once again, you can order them, but they're built. They don't have a build date. So there's a rumor that they're going to be built in October or in November. Because, you know, they have two factories, one in Michigan.
They got to retool.
Dearborn and another one. So they got to retool, but it's you know, do you think it's an all-new truck or is it an updated truck?
That's a really great question. So, you know, there's two kinds of updates, right? There's a new generation and then there's a facelift. And the two are very different. So usually the updated truck... the all-new truck would have, you know, a new chassis, sometimes new power plants, new interior. Basically, it looks something very
completely different.
And then, of course, that's a four-year. Usually, well, with cars, it's usually 4 years. And then 2 years down the road, they kind of change the lights or the taillights and make it look a little bit different, add some features. And that's a facelift. With trucks, of course, that process has been a lot longer. So, you know, they've gone as much as 10 years or 30 even longer without updating their truck.
Yes.
And Frontier longer, too. But you look at the new one, and if they were parked together at the Chick-fil-A, I would have a hard time telling them apart. Because I'd be too focused on getting my lovely Chick-fil-A. That's a free one there for you, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
You know what I always do?
What?
I always go to Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Oh, it's an empty parking lot.
Yeah, I always show up and I'm like, oh, for Pete's sakes, really?
Yeah. So in my view, so they say they updated every body panel. They massaged the aluminum, right? They massaged it. They made new creases. I can't see it. The front end is obviously new, right?
Yeah.
Headlights are new. Grills are new. They have some new wheel designs. Powertrains remain mostly unchanged.
Yeah.
Although they might bump up the horsepower numbers on them.
They have that cool new feature where you can, you know, use the shifter as a shifter, or you could hide it to put your laptop up.
And put a little table, a folding table.
That's pretty cool.
It's hard to say. It's kind of old, newish. You know, the chassis is the same. The engines are mostly the same.
And there's a hybrid. There's a hybrid coming.
Yes. Hybrid is a new power plant.
Right.
And also new interior. They redesigned the interior completely.
So I would say it's somewhere like between an update, mid-cycle update, and an all-new truck.
And a full all-new truck.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, the coolest thing, I think, is that power inverter where you can now go and actually, like, power your drills and your...
Or your house.
To some
7.2 kilowatts, dude. That's, you know, we have a Honda generator, which is about 7.2.
Yeah.
I mean, you can almost run your house on that.
No, you could run, like, your refrigerator and maybe one other thing. Seriously.
How about the jackhammer?
Depends how big. You know what you could run your house on?
What?
If actually do this with some, and Lucid now says that they're going to do it with their new electric car, where they actually allow you to then power the house from the electric car. So that electric cars have so much power that you could actually, you know, power your house.
So, and we don't know this for
all
sure
things
yet.
Things in your house, not just like that 7 point. You could probably do like a refrigerator, freezer,
and a TV, maybe,
and a TV. Yeah, certainly not an air conditioner. You know.
Well, you know, I just reviewed the motorhome at Transwest, which was a Winnebago. It had a 2.8 kilowatt generator, and it had a small air conditioning unit.
But those are small.
So, in theory, you could run a small air conditioner.
But how much does your solar panel put out?
On my house?
Yeah.
That's about 35 to 40 kilowatt hours a day.
Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
This is exciting.
But you couldn't power your house on that without being on the grid. You could not, like, you could not.
You would have to, like, have a battery because you need some sort of a buffer. You need a buffer, right?
Yeah.
When the sun goes down, obviously.
But even if the sun was out,
you're losing power.
You wouldn't have enough power to power everything in your house, I don't think.
It's unlikely, but my we
you know,
use
Alex
about,
on Autos has just done that. Our friend Alex,
he built a farm. He built a
solar farm. Yeah. He just completely went off the grid. Yeah,
yeah.
Not easy.
You know, a future topic for discussion also.
Yeah.
You know, all new F-150s will have auto updates, like the Teslas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
A new topic for another show could be, you know, tuners, they tune their trucks, but what if the truck calls Ford and says, and they see that you've tuned it.
Well, this is the thing.
What then?
I mean, Tesla does this as well. You can tune or detune. It goes both ways, right?
Yeah.
So you could add features, or if
remove
the manufacturer wanted to, you could remove features, or you could actually brick the vehicle, which Tesla can do.
So that's another topic for another day.
All right, what's number one? Of course, drum roll.
2021 Ram TRX.
702 horsepower.
Which is a Hellcat-powered 6.2-liter off-road truck to take on the Raptor.
Yeah. So, Andre, we've done a lot of shows on this, so, you know, you guys probably know a lot. I'm not going to flog a dead horse. But let me ask you this. 2 weeks ago, we did a story. I did a story with Tommy saying that the new Raptor might get the GT500 engine, the big old V8 that puts out 760 horsepower. And it was a no, you're wrong, right, where we're kind of arguing back and forth. And then everybody jumped on the bandwagon. I don't know if you saw that, but like Autoblog, Jalopnik, they were all like, hey, it might get the GT500 engine. And then you basically did a video
based on a spy photographer's
which said it might get it. But I listened to that. That sounded like a V6.
It sounded like a lot of wind noise.
It did sound like a lot of wind noise. But it sounded like a V6. You could tell a V8. I argued for Ford doing the V8. I don't believe it. I've kind of convinced myself at that point that it was possible. But now that I think about it, I don't think that Ford could do it that quickly.
So Ford, please let us know.
Yeah, they're going to let us know.
Let us know, because sure. Because everybody's wondering.
Ford, call us. Let us know what you're putting in the new Raptor.
Well, here's the thing. The Ram TRX.
They'd have to kill us if they told us. You know, it's true.
They probably will. Ram TRX has basically fired a shot.
Yes.
Into the camp of Ford, right? Into Ford's camp.
They fired a freaking bazooka.
it's a missile.
Yes. It's not just a shot.
It's a
252 more horsepower than the Raptor.
Than the current Raptor. Yeah. So Ford has to answer it somehow.
You know what? That's a Volvo V7, V60. That's how much horsepower the 2 liter has in the Volvo.
So if you add another engine to the Raptor, you might be able to.
Maybe that's what they'll do. What? Maybe they'll stick a 2 liter turbo
in the bed?
In the bed and get 700.
So Ford, let us know what you're doing.
Obviously, we're having fun, Andre, but seriously, I think it would be very difficult now that I think about it for Ford. I wish they would. I would love to see a GT500. Engine power plant, or even a Coyote with a supercharger or turbochargers. I just think it's too daunting.
So now all we have right now is like the spy photographer. We have unconfirmed reports.
So which one of these would you buy? No, we've already got our money down on one.
So we put our money, well, we actually pre-ordered TRX.
Yes, we did.
As a TFL.
Yes.
As a TFL truck company.
A long-term review. How could you not?
Yeah, so I'm really curious about the hybrid F-150. I want to know exactly how that works.
Mild hybrid.
Yeah, it's a mild, but it's a full hybrid. You can actually move on electricity.
How far?
About like a block, a city block.
I don't consider that. Remember when Toyota was like first making the Prius a mild hybrid, and they said, "Oh, you could maybe drive a mile or two." I'm like, "That's not no. Come on, what number do you have to, I think the number has to be. I would say you have to be able to drive to work, and then maybe have some power left over to drive to lunch to actually be considered, you know, something that is electric. So I'm going to go with 40 miles of EV range. Otherwise, don't even talk to me about it. This 15 mile, I don't care. It's who's going to drive 7 miles of EV range or save it for later? No. I got to be able to like drive to work, plug it in, and drive home and not use any electricity before I consider it a hybrid of serious potential.
Right, but those are usually plug-ins, like you said.
Yes.
Yeah. Plug-ins. The Ford F-150 is not a plug-in.
No, that's why it's just a...
It's called a full hybrid because it's able to actually propel itself on electricity.
It's better than the Ram with their e-torque, which...
It's the next level above that.
It's not just a 48-volt system.
But really, I just need a Durango Hellcat.
That's the one you go for?
Well, no, actually the Grand Wagoneer.
Yeah,
I know nothing about it, but it sounds interesting.
It sounds cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's a Ram 1500 with an SUV body on top of it and a lot of cool features.
I bet we will get to take that one off-road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And let's face it, the original Grand Wagoneer was way cool.
And guys,
first, Jeep would say the first luxury SUV. I'm not sure if GM would agree with that, but that's what Jeep would say.
And guys, we didn't talk about any electric trucks. There's one reason, is because they're not available yet. For 2021, you know, the Rivian's supposed to be available.
You keep pushing it back.
Lordstown is supposed to be available. GMC Hummer is supposed to be available. But we still don't know much about them.
Yeah, I mean...
As far as timing is concerned, as far as production...
Cybertruck's coming as well. They just broke ground on the factory in Austin, Texas. But, yeah, you're right. We don't know a lot about these vehicles.
So those are coming, but it's another show, probably.
It's another show.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for spending whatever this was, time half with hour us. With yeah. us. We really appreciate you taking the time. And Andre, where should they go if they want breaking news about trucks?
Well, first of all, of course, TFLtruck.com.
Yeah, of course, that's where they're going to find
it. But we also have TFL Now.
Yes, you'll find it there too.
A news channel.
Yeah, you just did an oil test on the F-250.
Heck yeah.
Which was interesting.
Godzilla oil test.
Yeah, and by the way, before we close this off, that was a really interesting comment section because half the people were like, I can't believe you guys waited
almost 10,000
miles. Almost 10,000 miles before you changed your oil. That's why you never want to buy a used vehicle. And the other half of the people were like, dude, you're living in like 1980 before synthetic oils. Where do you fall on that? Did we wait too long or did we not wait long enough?
You know where I fall? I was looking directly into the little gauge on the Ford dash.
Yes.
That said 10% oil life left.
Yes.
So the manufacturer and the truck are telling you exactly when to change oil.
So you go with whatever Ford says.
Yeah.
Not with what the oil company's saying. Every 5,000 miles.
Yeah.
Or your oil monkey place down the road.
Oil monkeys.
Yeah, oil monkeys. Every 3,000.
I mean, grease monkey. No. Yes. So here's my thing. On a new truck and the one that was actually used fairly, you know, hard,
yeah.
which we use trucks pretty hard, I would go a little sooner.
Yeah.
But after that, I would follow the whatever the manufacturer suggests.
Well, guys.
Which is 10,000.
Once again, thank you for joining us. Check out our T-shirts. They're available by clicking on the link below. If you're watching this on YouTube and you want to listen to it, check out wherever great podcasts are available. Talk in Trucks. Yeah. Or if you're listening to it and you actually want to see it on YouTube, check out our new YouTube podcast channel, TFL Talk.
Yes.
And as always, check out TFLtruck.com where Andre is hard at work keeping you in the loop.
Stay tuned.
Ciao. Bye.